How many full-time ministries are here tonight? Raise your hand. Surely you can tell me what the gospel is. You're preachers of the gospel? I got you spooked now on count of that. Well, I'll tell you what. You know what the name of this game is? God gets on me and I get on you. Amen. I got caught at all this. Well, in order to know what the gospel is, we have to find what the word says the gospel is. Not what we thought the gospel is. Now, there's a lot of gospel music. Ain't got no gospel in it. There's a lot of gospel sermons. Don't have any gospel in it. And it's not what you think. Do you want to know? Well, you're going to find out whether you want to know it or not. Galatians chapter 3. Now, you can't go to crawfish and know this. And yeah, but now, you know, now, wait a minute now. Yeah, but it's over. What if? That's the unbelief twins. Yeah, but what if? Galatians chapter 3, verse 8. The scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, through what?
Faith.
Through faith preached before. Now, who's doing the preaching here? Yeah. Preached the gospel to Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. That's the gospel. Now, Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom. Isn't that right? Now, what the word said? He said, I must go to other towns also and preach the gospel of the kingdom. So what was he preaching? Huh? Now, he said he was preaching the gospel. He's preaching the blessing. Because that's what his father already said. His father already said that to Abraham. So it was what his father said, wasn't it? But you and I don't know what the father said. We can't trust our own selves about what the father said. We have to go back and see it in the word. Then we plug it into our thinking and into our mouth. And we get that from the 16th chapter of John. And all right, thank you, Lord. Let's go to the 16th chapter of John. Oh, my goodness. John chapter 16, let's look at the 13th verse. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He will glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine, and I say again, he will take of mine and show it to you. Now, I can take that promise and I can stand before him and say, I believe I receive this so that I only say what I hear my Father say, and I only do what I see my Father do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I inquire of the Lord, give me your word on this thing. Give me your word. I'll do it your way. Give me your word. And he'll show me that word. Then don't add to it and don't take away from it. Say that word. Anything you add to it is idle words, and you're going to have to stand judgment for that. Did you know when he spoke to that fig tree, he only said 9 words? Count them for yourself. No man eat fruit of you again hereafter forever. 9 words. Can't you just see one of us in front of that tree? Jesus. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Tree. You have to listen to me. You have to hear me. I'm telling you, tree, in the name of Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve, I'm talking to you by the power of the blood, by the power of the name. I'm talking to you by the power of the Holy Ghost who dwells on the inside of me. I'm speaking to you in the name of Jesus. Every leaf on you, you fall to the ground. Every root you got is going to dry up. You're going to die. Nobody ever going to pour water on you again. It ain't never going to rain on you again. You ain't never going to die. You're going to die. Worms is going to get you. Everything, you're going to burn up. The lightning going to hit you. You're going to fall dead in the middle of the night in the name of Jesus. No, no, no. Jesus. I'm telling you, Lord, I don't doubt in my heart. I believe what I say gonna come to pass. I believe what I say gonna come to pass. Yes, amen. I'll tell you one thing, tree. Why have we been talking so much? Because just to say, no man eat fruit of you again forever. I mean it, friend. No, you can't let it alone. You want me to tell you why? You don't trust what Jesus said. The reason for it is you are majoring on your performance, not on what he said. Now, I got this from a cowboy preacher friend of mine, and Butch Bruton. Oh, it just thrilled me on the inside when he said it. He said, you and I are not the center of this thing. He said, all you have to realize is Jesus said, cast the mountain into the sea. Be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. 9 words. So he gave you and me the exact same thing that he used. You're not limited to 9 words, but you better find, if it's going to be 14, you better get the other 5 from God. And then shut your mouth. And he spoke to that tree, And it's then the scripture said, and they went to Jerusalem. No man eat fruit of you again hereafter forever. And they went to Jerusalem. That means immediately he turned his back on that tree, got right back on the road. That tree's in his past. That's a dead tree, you understand? He ain't paying no attention to that tree. As far as he's concerned, the tree don't exist. If they hadn't brought it up, he never would have. He walked right past there that night. Went past it again the next morning. Ah, but now you can see that the leaves had withered up on it. And Peter said, look at that tree. Now, boys, now listen to me. Now, y'all don't be trying that. No, man, don't be talking to trees. See, I'm the Son of God. I can do these things. Don't be talking to trees. You're going to fall flat on your face, give the ministry a bad name. No, that ain't what he said. What did he say? Have faith in God. Yeah, but brother Jesus, what about the economy? Have faith in God. Yeah, but you know, have faith in God. What is our response? I believe I will. I take it. I have it. Thank you for it. And I forgive if I have aught against any. That's faith in God. The first act of faith is to forgive, which is an act of grace. You release the sin-removing, stain-destroying power of God's grace with your faith. Be blessed. Be forgiven. I love you, man. It's all over. Let's bless you. Hallelujah. Jesus said, when you do that, then your heavenly Father forgive you. Mm-hmm. What does that set you up for? To do it again. Oh, hallelujah. Well, to close this tonight, and I am closing. I don't much want to, but I am. To bless, to say something good about, or to say something good by faith and empower it to come to pass. God said good things when they were not, and they became. Adam was not fruitful until God called him fruitful. Noah was empowered to overcome the curse throughout the earth after God blessed him and his sons. Oh, hallelujah. Let's stand for a moment, please. And we'll close with this last verse. In 1 John, hallelujah. Chapter 3. Now, say this out loud. God
calls things
that be not
as though they were,
and they become.
Behold,
what manner
of love
the Father
hath bestowed upon us,
that we should be called
the sons of God.
You didn't get that.
Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed or honored upon us, conferred on us, that we should be called the sons of God. We are called the sons of God. Therefore, we are the sons of God.
That's not my religion. I am more a son of God than I am a son of A.W. and Vannetta Copeland. Because A.W. Copeland was the father of my spirit, of my flesh, but my God is the father of my spirit. Hallelujah. And he has blessed me. He has called me fruitful. Given me the power to increase. I said one more. No, we got to go to Deuteronomy 8:18 because this scripture has to be straightened out in your thinking. Verse 17, Deuteronomy 8:17. You say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power. Now wait, whoa. Power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto the fathers as it is this day. What did he swear unto the fathers? The blessing! That's the power to get wealth! Be fruitful. Multiply. Yes, sir. Resupply the earth. That's the reason the whole creation is travailing, yearning, praying and crying out to God for a manifestation of the sons of God, because it's the sons of God that have supply for the earth. You know, I understand frightened natural people that see the problems and the destruction of this planet. This thing is old and sin is wearing it out. I understand their frustration. But my dear, let me tell you something, sweetheart. Building windmills ain't gonna fix it. You can't. Human beings do not have the power as humans to fix anything, much less this planet. And don't ever get the idea that humans have the power to destroy it. They don't. I keep reading the back of the book and it keeps coming out the same way. We win. The reason the whole planet is crying out for manifestation of the sons of God is because the sons of God have the blessing of the Lord that will resupply and replenish the earth. You get into some kind of devastation, or you have family or friends or somebody that their homes have gotten flooded out, or maybe your house is in a mess somewhere or another. I mean, grab something that if it ain't but a rock where your garage used to be, and tithe it. Get your hands on that blessing, because resupply and replenish is right here on the inside. I'll tell you what, your spirit is full of houses. Your spirit is full of lands. Your spirit is full of money. Your spirit is full of the power of God. The true meaning of the biblical word prosperity is the power and ability from Almighty God to meet any need, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, earth, by sky, I don't care what it is. The power of God to meet that need. And it's in you right now. Waiting for you to bless. How do you bless God? Bless the Lord, O my soul. He's talking to his soul. Talking to his mind, his memory. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Well, then how do you bless the Lord? Well, let me ask you this. In the last chapter of the book of Luke, well, that's two more than the last scripture. Isn't it? Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And he said, thus it is written, thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and he blessed them. And it came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. The power of the blessing, while he was blessing them, picked him up off of this earth and led him through the gates of heaven. And he went into heaven saying, be fruitful and multiply, subdue the earth and take dominion over it and replenish it. Wow. So how do you bless God? Why did Jesus go to the cross? To bring many brethren, right?
Yes.
Oh, my dear Father, I bless you, sir. Oh, God, be fruitful in this earth. Multiply. Resupply the earth. Have dominion over it, sir. Subdue it. And use me and Brother Bill to do it. Amen. Yeah. That's how you bless God.
Yep.
Multiply, Jesus. Be fruitful, sir.
Yes, that's right.
in my life. I'm yours to command. Hallelujah. That is serving God. Well, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And they worshiped Him. They worshiped Him. They worshiped Him. Ah, we worship You, sir. I speak in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I speak as a minister of the gospel and as a prophet of God. I speak under the anointing that came in and on me to deliver this message. And I declare to everyone that'll hear it, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For He anointed Jesus, and Jesus has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
To heal the brokenhearted. To preach recovery of sight to the blind. And to preach deliverance to the captive. Deliverance to those that are bruised. And the acceptable day of the Lord. Supernatural debt cancellation. Be blessed. Be fruitful. Multiply. Every one of you that needs to be multiplied, that needs to be out of debt, every one of you that need a job, I'll tell you what, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, be blessed. Sight for your eyes. Be. And know that it is God who gave you the power to increase. It is God that gave you the power to get wealth. But more importantly than anything else, it was God that gave you the power to become the sons of God. So somebody shout amen. The healing power of God's all over the building. I don't know whether you can see it or not, but the cloud of God is in here. The smoky, heavy hanging of the presence of the Spirit of God is on this place to deliver blessing, to deliver you from debt, to deliver you, to deliver your child from incarceration, to deliver a husband and a father from the penitentiary. There's another one that has someone dear to you or kin to you is in prison in Mexico. But I'll tell you what, freedom has come. Freedom has come. Freedom has come. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. I said, praise be unto God. there will be manifestations of the presence of Jesus if you will reverence Him and give great honor and respect to the preciousness of His presence. There will be manifestations of the presence of Jesus in this room tomorrow night, the next night, and each night on an increasing basis that have not been seen in this city for over 105 years. If you will respect Him, honor Him, and give great reverence to His presence, it is His will and His desire for you to be among the chosen few that will see and hear and be in the presence of these kinds of manifestations. He is here now. Hallelujah. Father, yes, thank you. Thank you, sir. Every head bowed. If you say tonight, Brother Copeland, Brother Bill, would you come stand by me? I've never accepted Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. But He is my desire. I want Him. Or you say, Brother Copeland, I've known the Lord. Got saved some years ago. But I'm out of fellowship. There are things in my life not right. But I want them right, and I want them right tonight. I don't want to wait till this week is over with and then wish I'd have done something. I want it out, and I want it right, and I want to do it tonight. If you'd lead me into prayer, sir, I'll follow it. Or perhaps you know the Lord is your Lord and Savior, but you've never received, like in the second chapter of the book of Acts, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began speaking with tongues that they had not learned. If I'm talking about you and any one of these three, I'm going to ask you right where you are, just slip your hand up before the Lord and say, oh God, He's talking about me. Right where you stand, just put your hand up before God. Thank you, Jesus. In the overflow room, on television and on the internet, wherever you are. As Pastor said earlier, there's no time nor distance in the Spirit. Amen. Jesus spoke in one place and people were healed in another town, another area of the country. Amen. Spoke to a woman in one place and cast the devil out of her daughter that was long miles away from her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want you to lift your hand again, and let's all of us lift our hands along with them. We're going to lead them to the throne of grace. Now, you speak these words out loud, and you speak them with great respect and great honor. You are standing in the presence of the Almighty God. And if there's some of you that are still arguing with God, quit telling God no. What's the matter with you? You don't tell God no. I'll wait a later. No, that's what I'm talking about. Great respect for the Lord Jesus Christ and His presence. I tell you, whatever He says, I'm going to do it. Whatever He wants is what I want. Whatever He says, say, I'm going to say it. And I don't care who hears it. I hope somebody does hear it. Hold your hand up there like you're just reaching to just getting a piece out of heaven. Pray this out loud where you can hear it yourself. Oh God in heaven, I believe with all of my heart, Jesus has been raised from the dead. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I receive you, sir.
I repent of sin.
I renounce the past.
I renounce the
devil and everything he stands for.
I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord and my Savior.
I receive my forgiveness
from every sin of my life.
I receive my cleansing.
And I believe you are faithful and just to see to it.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
I receive Him now.
I receive my heavenly prayer language.
My praise language.
I'm unashamed of it.
I praise God.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, briskile tarabahange gredisko kala. Kola mambrebelo brutishkile kamprama nangere netele. Stol klamaha babalaka dekele.
Wayne, what would happen, you think, if you were to go over about the key of F?
And I was to say something like, down from His glory, ever living stone. My Lord and my Savior came, and Jesus is His name. Born in a manger to His own a stranger, He stooped to win, to save my soul. Oh, how I love Him. How
He's my life.
Creator became my Savior and all.